So joining me today here on Kerrang Radio from the Trestle Trust, we have Adrian Curtis. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good, good. And you are, I understand, Network Director for the Trestle Trust. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I look after kind of the food bank side of the organisation. We currently have around 425 food bank charities in our network that run around 1,400 food bank centres across the UK, giving emergency food to people in crisis.
1,400, that's frightening. We need that many, do we?
It is really frightening. In 2016, you know, to see so many people finding themselves in a situation where they have to choose between paying a bill and putting food on the table really is, you know, shocking. In one of the wealthiest countries on earth as well. You know, we saw a steady increase over the last few years in people being referred to our food banks in a genuine crisis. And last year, we gave away a staggering 1.1 million three-day food supplies to people in crisis. You know, our message is that's 1.1 million too many.
Well, it is, absolutely. I mean, that's a shocking stat. I was talking to, you know, our mutual friends over at Fairshare about this. And, you know, I think a lot of people, that probably is a bit of a misconception that food poverty is sort of just, you know, exclusive for homeless people.
Well, you know, anybody can find themselves in a crisis, you know, and it's our message that, you know, we can all be just one or two paychecks away from being in a crisis ourselves. We see all sorts of people being referred to our food banks by frontline care professionals in a genuine crisis from all different walks of life, not just typically people who are benefit dependent or people from maybe deprived communities that you would expect to be more likely to find themselves in a crisis. But also, you know, we see working families, people who are struggling to hold down multiple jobs, sometimes with insecure forms of employment or on low pay. And it only takes for your boiler to break down, your car to break down, or an unexpected bill to arrive. You know, and you're faced with that choice between paying for food or paying the bill.
I mean, that first step of sort of realising, having that realisation, oh dear, you know, I'm at rock bottom, this wasn't supposed to happen, this wasn't in my grand plan. And now I'm looking at the reality of going to a food bank and trying to get, you know, handouts. That must, you know, for a lot of people, like it or not, there's probably a bit of an amount of embarrassment or shame attached to that, isn't there?
Absolutely. It must be incredibly difficult. I'm a dad, I got two kids myself, you know, and to think about having to walk into a food bank and admit that, you know, you've hit rock bottom, you're unable to feed your children due to whatever the circumstances are, you know, that must be an incredibly brave thing to do. We try and remove, as I said, as many barriers as possible to try and make it as easy as possible for people to do that without shame or embarrassment. But, you know, as I said earlier, any of us could be in that situation. We could all be in a situation where we are struggling to put food on the table for lots of unexpected reasons. And, you know, what we find is if we sometimes try and signpost people to help, to try and deal with some of the issues behind their crisis, then, you know, the take up of that can be quite low because people then have to go to another place to admit that they've got an issue maybe with debt or whatever else. So part of our More Than Food programme that we're embarking on at the moment is partnering with organisations to bring those advisors into the food bank centre. So in that comfortable place where people are telling us their life story, we can begin to connect them into help in the same room over a cup of coffee and begin to help people deal with their crisis there and then.
Well, what is it? OK, from a public point of view, you know, the listeners, you know, getting behind this campaign, what's the simplest thing for someone to do to help out? What would you be after? Is it donations? Turning up at your food bank with an extra tin of food? You know, pop that in your weekly shop and go down at the end of the month, that kind of thing?
Well, ultimately, you know, all the food we give out has been donated by local people.
Right.
You know, people can go onto the Trestle Trust website and find out where their nearest Trestle Trust food bank is. If there isn't a Trestle Trust food bank in their community, they may find there is an independent project. You know, our statistics highlight just the tip of an iceberg. There are a whole range of other projects that help people with emergency food as well. Many of those rely on donations from the public. So, you know, our message is just a tin of food, a packet of food can make a huge difference. But, you know, for us to be able to give that food to somebody, those local food banks obviously need volunteers. We have around 40,000 volunteers
Wow.
of all ages, of all backgrounds, who volunteer in local food banks across the UK. And it also takes for finance as well, to be able to keep the heating on in the food bank, to be able to give cups of tea to clients. So, you know, whether somebody can help financially, that is hugely, you know, appreciated by our food banks. And by the Trussell Trust. But also, you know, if someone can give a time, maybe just one day a week, to help us collect food outside a supermarket, you know, that can make a big difference. Or just a simple tin of food can make a huge difference to a local family, locally to you, that's in a crisis.
And, you know, we've managed to get Feeder as well, UK rock artist Feeder, involved, you know. a happy coincidence with the name of the band.
You couldn't get a better name, no, could you, really?
We couldn't, really. So we've got them on board as well. And we've got a number of dates where they're playing on their UK tour, where we'll be inviting people to come down and drop off food donations that are going to the gigs as well, which is exciting. So, you know, it's good to have the backing of the rock world in all of this, I think.
Absolutely. You know, we're hugely grateful to that. I'm very impressed with Feeder personally. I've obviously, as a Welshman from South Wales,
oh,
I have
we
to be a bit of a Feeder fan, don't I, really? But absolutely, you know, it's fantastic that, you know, musicians are getting behind it, rock musicians are getting behind it. I'm really excited to see how that develops, you know. And the most important thing is we're highlighting this issue. You know, maybe there's people who are struggling at the moment, you know, and not knowing where to turn. You know, our answer is, if that's you, you know, it takes a brave step to walk through the doors of a food bank, but food banks are there to help you and to get you connected into support. So the more we can talk about this, the more we can discuss it, the more momentum we can get behind it to deal with the issues that lie behind the crisis that people face, and the more courage we can perhaps give people to be able to go and ask for help when they need it. And I think, you know, that's a great thing to do. You know, I think we need to keep the energy and keep the momentum behind the issue of hunger and food poverty in Britain, because it is not acceptable that in 2016, you know, one organisation, one charity can give out 1.1 million three-day food supplies to people in crisis in the UK.
No, it's appalling. And, you know, I think it's worth remembering as well, people listening, that this could happen to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to Adrian, just like that, you know, if the unexpected does happen. So perhaps if you are in a good spot at the moment, you know, and you can afford to go out and get your shopping or whatever, you know, next time you go shopping, grab an extra tin of fruit, grab an extra, you know, some UHT milk, whatever it might be. Just grab it, put it in your shopping, and at the end of the month, take it all down to your local food bank.
Well, even better, some supermarkets actually have collection points on the way out of the supermarket.
Well, there's no excuse then.
Drop it into the shopping basket on the way out.
Exactly. You're not going to notice that extra, you know, quid on a couple of tins or something. Get involved, people. Adrian, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this afternoon, and enlightening as well.
Thank you very much, and thanks for highlighting such an important topic as well.